Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed. Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. It's Liz in Dallas. Hello.
Hello.
You ready to try to take Kara's money?
Yes.
So we have a little surprise here for you, and that is you don't have to answer any of these trivia questions.
Oh.
Because we have Michael Bublé on the phone, and he's going to do it for you.
What? And I know someday that it'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. Hey, kid, how are you?
Hi.
It's old Mickey Bubbles.
Hey. So is that okay if I try to answer these questions for you, bud?
Sure. I am down with that.
All right.
You guys hit me. Hit me. I'm ready.
Why don't you go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Okay, get out of here, kid. Get out of here while I do this, okay?
I'm gone, Michael. Good luck.
So, Michael, the game works like this. We're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. Then we're going to bring Kara back into the studio, ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she will pay you $100 of her own money. And if you can't, she will give you tickets to go see yourself in concert at Gas South Arena on August 8th.
I want it all.
All right, here we go. Question number one. The FDA is warning people not to submerge their avocados in water despite a new TikTok trend. What delicious dip is made with avocados?
Guacamole.
Question two, an autographed Kobe Bryant trading card could fetch $1 million at auction this week. What sport was Kobe famous for playing?
Basketball.
Question number three, Hollywood's newest best friends are none other than The Weeknd and Jim Carrey. Both of those men were born in what country?
The greatest country, Canada.
Number four, sources say after 3 years of fighting, Prince William and Harry are back on good terms. Can you name both of those men's wives?
Well, I'm kind of friends with them. I would say Megan.
And?
I can't remember the other one.
Number five. Now that her show is wrapped, Ellen DeGeneres is going to spend the next 2 weeks vacationing in Morocco. Who is taking Ellen's daytime talk show slot?
I have no idea.
All right, we're going to bring Kara back in. How did Michael Bublé
do? I'm glad I don't know.
Michael Bublé did well. We'll see what happens.
Same questions for Kara. Number one, the FDA is warning people not to submerge their avocados in water despite a new TikTok trend. What delicious dip is made with avocados?
Guacamole.
Yeah, that's what Michael said, one-to-one.
Yeah, I don't like your confidence, Kara. I don't like it already.
Number two, an autographed Kobe Bryant trading card could fetch $1 million at auction this week. What sport was he famous for playing?
Basketball.
Michael said that as well, tied at two.
Question three, Hollywood's newest best friends are The Weeknd and Jim Carrey. Both of them born in what country?
Canada.
Yeah, Michael's countrymen there. Glad he got it right. That'd have been weird. 3-3.
Number four, sources say after 3 years of fighting, Prince William and Harry are back on good terms. Can you name both of those men's wives?
Kate and Meghan.
Yeah, Michael said, oh, I'm friends with Meghan and Harry, but I don't know William's Kate. All right, 4-3, Kara's up.
That's what you call shade in
no,
the business.
No, no.
Number five, now that her show is wrapped, Ellen is going to spend the next 2 weeks vacationing in Morocco. Who's taking her daytime talk show slot?
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Michael said me. Huh? All right, we got a final score of 5-3. Michael. Bublé, are you smarter than Kara?
No.
All right, Michael Bublé is Kara's 1,283rd loss. How about that?
Ooh, Sorry.
Wow, seriously, she's that good at it?
And she's only lost 40 times.
They don't call me the pop culture princess for nothing.
So, wow, that's crazy. That is really crazy good, yeah.
And so, Liz, as a result of all this, you're going to go see Michael Bublé in concert. And I'm curious, Liz, just listening along, could you have done better than Michael did?
Maybe, because I was saying Kelly Clarkson, so.
Yeah, oh, boy.
Oh, we should have used you as a lifeline. Yeah. What were you doing? All right.
But I'm
did she
so
get tickets
excited.
To the show?
Yeah.
Oh, way better than $100. Trust me, way better than $100. You're going to get way more value from that, I promise you.
Oh, I'm so excited. I cannot wait.
That's Tad, Drex, and Kara just spending a couple of minutes here with Michael Bublé. He's going to come to Gas South Arena on August 8th.
He's called the King of Christmas, but I wonder, if you could be the king of anything, what would you rather be the king of?
I'm not the king of Christmas. I made one damn Christmas record. And you guys just keep buying it every year. It's not my fault. I want to say this, though. If you keep doing stuff like that, I'm going to take over every single holiday of the season. And every time your mama pulls a turkey out of the oven, you're going to have to listen to my music.
I love it.
Okay?
I'm curious. You've been crushing the game for so long now, and you really rose to fame when the digital music age wasn't what it is today. Do you remember where you were the first time like you heard your own song on the radio?
First time I ever heard myself. I was 16 years old, and a man named Jack Cullen had a show, the longest running show in Canada, called The Owl Prowl. And at about 7:30 in the morning, my father ran into the room, and I heard this man say, "And now, ladies and gentlemen, we hear a new kid from Burnaby who's a big wow. His name is Michael Bublé." Something like that. It was the first time I ever heard myself on the radio, and I just was like, wow, I was in. I thought, man. But you know what's funny? That never goes away. Like the song I'll Never Not Love You.
Yeah.
Every time I get into the car, and it's weird, you know, in the last few months, I've been in maybe 30 countries, 20-something countries. And every country I got into, I went into the car, and at some point, I would hear the single, I'll Never Not Love You. And it's the same feeling that I got when I was 16 years old. It's like, I can't believe this. You can't believe, why are German people listening to my single? How are the Japanese getting this? And how, you know what I mean? And so, and then you come home and your own home radio station plays it and you think, wow, this is what a crazy world I'm living in.
Yeah, and it's that kind of sort of grounded attitude that you have where you're grateful, where you know how to treat your fans and you know how to conduct yourself, where some stars would let that really go to their head and they wouldn't have that. So keep that, man, for sure.
I'll try to. I have my moments, though, just like you do. You guys would... I'm sure you guys are divas too, huh?
Just me.
Yeah, just Kara.
Do you know who I am? I am the pop culture queen.
Dude, you're a treat, man. Can't wait. August 8th, Gas South Arena. And appreciate you taking the time to play our game with us this morning.
Thank you. I love you guys. Thanks so much. Thanks for the support. I appreciate it. Can't wait to see you there. I hope you'll actually come. You know, everyone says, oh, yeah, we'll come. Come. If you've never seen me and you think that I'm some kind of crooner, Christmas guy that you don't know, you'll never get it. You'll never get it unless you come to the show. I don't care if you watch YouTube. I don't care if you listen to my records. It isn't the same thing. So do me a favor. Come down and audition me. Give me a chance to show you who Michael Bublé really is.
But what if I want to see you croon some Christmas songs? What if that was the reason I was going to your show?
Then you are completely out of luck because it's over. That's it. No more Christmas.
Wait. So you do more things that make my wife love you. Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Don't change, Michael. Appreciate
it. That make me crazy.
It's a safe place for your secrets because sometimes it just feels good to get it off your chest, but you can't tell anybody. So tell us. We will not take your name or any information like that unless you want to.
Yeah, you can give us a call. You can hop on our social media pages at the Tad, Drex, and Kara Facebook page. Alexandra actually sent us a video confession, and it was her showing a stack of Starbucks plastic cups. She's got like 5 or 6 of them.
Right.
She takes one of them, puts ice and water in it, then takes a little bit of red Kool-Aid powder and puts it in the water, mixes it up, and gives it to her kid. And is like, oh, hey, here's your Starbucks drink. Instead of going and spending $8 for some mocha frappuccino that they're just going to spit out.
One day her child will experience the true Starbucks beverage full of unicorn tears and realize
that's
that could not have been. All right, to the phones we go, and it's Grace in Marietta.
Hi.
You have a confession.
Yes, sir. I have been feeding my coworker. She's going to have her drug test, and I've been feeding her poppy seed bagel and poppy seed muffin because she loves it so much. And yes,
she failed her drug test. You have a coworker.
She failed it?
That failed she a did. Drug test because you were giving her poppy seed bagels?
And muffins, yes.
She did not know about the opium that's in those?
She doesn't know it because she loves it so much. So I've been feeding it to her.
So every day you bring in muffins that have poppy seeds in them, you're like, oh, I brought you more muffins.
Eat She's them.
Like,
oh, this Take is great. Two.
Her teeth must be a wreck.
Yes.
What did she do that caused you to do this?
Well, she thinks like she knows it all. So apparently she didn't know about it.
Oh, you know it all, huh? But you don't know about this. So she fails her drug test. Does she no longer work in the office?
Well, I told her that it causes that, you know, to fail her drug test. So she did it again and she passed.
She did.
Oh, what did you tell her for?
Well, I did. And also just to let her know, I know more than you.
Yeah, you set a precedent. Like, don't mess with me, lady. I can take care of you whenever I want. Yeah,
I'm the puppet master.
Yeah.
If you ever have a confess you're crazy, you can call us at 404-741-0985 or drop us a line in the Tad, Drex, and Para and Kara Facebook page.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Jay, you have to ask your wife for forgiveness, and I love this because it must mean that you're afraid to speak to her in person.
Times right now are not easy. Inflation is hitting hard. I think we're spending like $500 more on food than we used to.
Wow.
You know, because we have a family. It's not just me and her. We got kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been like thinking and brainstorming like, well, what things can we all like sort of start cutting down on? What I thought was my wife has a gym membership. And it's not like one of those like $10 a month. Like it actually costs a decent bit. Mm-hmm. So
I know the one.
Yep, me too.
Just say no more.
Yeah.
Make sure you cancel on the 29th day, because on day 30, they'll start making up stories.
So exactly. And so I knew that, you know, if I could bring it up to my wife, she would be like, no, the gym is super important. Like, I can't sacrifice that. You know, because I work out at home. I don't need to spend hundreds of dollars a year to stay in shape. So I kind of went undercover to her gym. And I tried to videotape her just because I wanted to, you know, collect some evidence of like what her gym routine looks like. And maybe she could do it at home, you know, just like me.
You were spying on your wife at the gym.
You don't want to call that evidence, dude. You want to just say, I wanted to see if I could help her. Not evidence. You collecting it with a video camera?
It was just research.
You videotaped her routine at the gym to say like, all right, here's what you do. You could do it at home.
Well, that's the thing, is the conclusion of my observation
of your
was that
stakeout.
was that she doesn't even really work out. Like, she worked out for maybe a couple of minutes with her trainer, and then they ended up just like chatting, and then she just ended up hanging out with like all of her like women friends, you know, and they all were just like hanging out and gossiping, and like maybe one of them is working out while like six of them stand around talking, you know, so. I was like, so you're not even really worried. This is like a social club that we're paying for, you know?
Did you talk to her about this? Have you confronted her about this? Did you say, hey, you're not using it anyway, so we're going to cancel?
Well, yeah, I did. And that's why I'm calling you guys, because she's very mad. I was like, hey, I think you should cancel your gym membership. She said, well, no, I really need it to stay in shape. And I was like, well, let's look at the evidence.
All right.
So she got very, very upset. She's like, you were spying on me. You don't trust me. How could you do this? All of that, you know?
Oh,
so
boy.
Now.
How do you think getting us involved is going to make things any better? Honestly.
Maybe you guys can hear her side of the story, and maybe she's in the wrong.
I mean, we're all too happy to do this. So why don't you sit tight and we're going to contact your wife here and we'll see if getting a radio station involved will make her even more livid than she was already.
All right. Well, hopefully not, because she was at the at the top of it. So hopefully she can't get any more mad.
Can't get any worse.
Can't get any worse. Good.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
These tough economic times, Jay thought, you know, we could save money if we cancel my wife's gym membership. But first, he went and stalked her at the gym, videotaped her routine to see if she could do it at home. And his conclusion was that she could. But when he confronted her with the evidence, she went ballistic. She's like, "You're spying on me now?" Jay, sit tight. We're going to try to get you some forgiveness. Your wife will not know you're on the line when we first talk to her here.
Hello.
Hey, Molly. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you this morning?
Okay. What's going on?
Well, we're calling because we understand there was an argument with your husband in regard to your gym membership.
Wow. So he called you guys. That's, yeah, he knows.
Well,
he
I mean,
knows.
What happened?
He knows how mad I am. Who sneaks around and films their spouse?
That was a bad move, but we understand that your budget is a little bit tight and the gym membership needs to be cut, and his evidence showed that.
His evidence? Oh, wow. Wow, he really...
Do you really need this gym membership?
You know, the thing is, for me, it's really important, not just for, like, the mental, the physical, all that. It's helped me so much with getting the baby weight off, which I couldn't do on my own. Mm-hmm. But for the pool, just for the pool alone.
For the pool.
I know this place. Yeah. I know they have a pool.
The pool is great, but, I mean...
Well, what do you need the pool for?
Well, so, okay, we have three boys, and this was the first summer we were like, we can't do the camp this summer. It was just too expensive. And then, at least with this gym, like, I can actually have the kids go. They're not charging us memberships for each kid. And so if I'm working out, the kids can be at the pool.
And if I'm done with
my workouts, I can, like, do some work on the computer. They allow them to stay as long as they want.
Wow.
It keeps them active and
all
off
right.
their devices.
So why don't we just let you know that this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and your husband Jay is on the phone. He called us because he was feeling terrible about following you to the gym and videotaping.
Okay.
Jay?
Look, honey, I'm really sorry about the whole gym membership situation. I'm just wondering, maybe it could be temporary.
Oh, yeah. It actually doesn't need to be temporary. I've already figured out a way to get the kids pool time in and get my workouts in, and I won't really be...
Oh, really? Yeah.
What is it?
My trainer said that he could train me and a couple of the other moms at the gym in his apartment complex, which I guess is pretty big and they don't mind. It'll still be a charge, but it'll be, like, way less money than the gym membership.
Molly's over here. She was given lemons, and she's making lemonade.
Wait,
well, I don't know. I'm not sure how comfortable I feel about you going to some, like, high-body 24-year-old's apartment, getting sweaty, like, twice a week.
Mm-hmm. No, not twice a week. Like, probably about four times a week.
Four times? What are you supposed to do with the...
They will be at the pool.
The kids are going to be at the pool while you're where...
Sometimes in the apartment. Sometimes we can do it by the pool.
You could do what by the pool?
Ladies and I, we already checked it out, and it's great. He has an extra room in his apartment, so we can do some, like, stuff there, yoga, stretching, like that, and then we can go, you know, to the outside and see the kids. But they have a lifeguard there. I mean, it's amazing.
It sounds like there's this young guy trying to make a move on my family. The kid's gonna start calling him daddy.
Oh, God.
Okay, so, Jay, like, you put me in this situation. I'm trying to just find a solution, and this is even better than the gym.
Molly, this feature is called Forgive and Forget. Jay called. He wanted to ask your forgiveness for videotaping you at the gym and canceling your membership. Do you forgive him?
Of course I do, and don't worry. The only person I'll be calling my trainer daddy might be me. We'll see. You know, just, we'll see how we...
Can I ask Jay a question? Jay, are you going to find another area to cut the budget and allow Molly to return to the gym?
I might have to.
Yeah.
Might have to.
Because, I mean, the gym, think about it. You'll see more of your friends. There's more workout equipment.
Oh, now all the perks. Now all the benefits. Now you can also come as well.
No, is Jay allowed to go to your trainer's apartment and check out that second room that he's got there?
Yes.
Earlier this morning, we talked about snooping because on Forgive and Forget, we had a guy who wanted to cut his wife's gym membership. But before he did that, he wanted to see what she was doing at the gym. So he videotaped her.
Oh, my God.
She found out about it. They worked it all out in the end. But it did bring up a great topic is, have you ever snooped on your significant other, videotaped them, run surveillance?
Well, either you did and you admit it, or you did and you're not, you don't admit it, because pretty much everybody does. And Tad, the problem with snooping is you're going to find something. If you go looking, you're going to find something. And I guess the worst... The problem behind it is a lack of trust in the beginning.
Right. Yeah. So we're curious, who regrets snooping the most? Anna is in Vinings, 404-741-0985. And Anna, your boyfriend left his laptop open, and you snooped?
So I pulled it up, and I didn't even read for 5 seconds when I read about their encounter the night before and how they had hooked up. She was just like, oh, my gosh, you're so amazing. I can't believe that happened. And I was curious because I was with him the night before. I guess right after I left, she had come over and they had hooped the hoop or whatever.
Yeah, we know where you're going with that one.
Okay, well, so of course I was furious. I confronted him about it as soon as he walked in.
Right.
And I was just like, what is wrong with you? You're disgusting. And he was just like, what is wrong with you? How could you do this to me? Why would you go through my stuff?
Yeah. Gaslighting and defensiveness.
Sure.
Love it.
Oh, my gosh. I know. So then I was just like, you're ridiculous. Like, of course I wasn't backing down. And he was like, well, I didn't even do anything. That was role play. That was role play. I didn't even do anything. I was like, are you serious?
First off, I love Anna's impersonation of her boyfriend. Second of all, I mean, how dumb can guys be sometimes, really?
If he had admitted it, I would have been like, okay, well, whatever. At least you said sorry, but I'm done with him.
Yeah, that would have been a mitigating circumstance, right, they call it. We have Christy in Alpharetta on hold. She staked out her boyfriend right from the beginning of the relationship. Like, they had just, like, during
oh, wow.
the salad days.
Oh, wow.
And then she found out that he had his cameras pointed at her as well. 404-741-0985. We'll talk to Christy in Alpharetta coming up next. What the heck did you find out when you went snooping on your significant other? 404-741-0985. Danny is in Dawsonville.
Yeah, I used to work as a waiter, and so did my girlfriend. But there were a lot of other waiters there, all very charming and good looking. So when the restaurant closed, me and my buddy Jason would drive up, and we would watch her leave the restaurant, and I would see if she would go home straight home or go to a bar and have a drink or two. And now I don't have to do that with social media. I know exactly where everyone is.
Are you still following her? Are you sitting outside her place right now?
Oh, no. Now I have a steady girlfriend. I got nothing to worry about.
All right. Good for you. Good for you. Christy and Alpharetta, you stalked your boyfriend right from the beginning.
He's my husband now, but at the time we had just started dating again, and I didn't fully, totally, all the way trust him, so I did daily drive-bys at his work and his home, just to make sure, you know, he's telling me he is home, make sure he's there, no strange cars, nothing.
Uh-huh.
Daily.
Daily drive-bys, yes. And unbeknownst to me, I found out sometime later, he knew every day when I came by. He saw me, he knew my car, I wasn't getting away with anything.
So did he call you out?
I think he maybe thought it was kind of cute and not really crazy, so maybe that's probably why we're married now.
Yeah, well, but Christy, you got to be quicker on your feet next time and have, like, an excuse or something.
Right, yes, I felt it in my core that I needed to make sure that your house wasn't burning down and I didn't need to save you.
There you go.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
727, we're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Partly cloudy, hot today with a high in the low 90s. 71 in Midtown. Braves lost to the Diamondbacks 8-7 in 10 innings. They play again this afternoon, 3:40 in Arizona. What's going on, Drex?
Going to take you behind the scenes of the jury deliberation in the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial here in just a second. But I got a question. You want a six-figure job but didn't graduate college? Well, look no further than the aviation industry. We were just talking about how we have a major pilot shortage on our hands.
This is a national issue. It's affecting the whole domestic aviation industry.
I guess in 2019, we now have less pilots than we did in 2019 before the pandemic, now in 2022.
Yeah, they let some people go, I think, at the when because there was a shortage of interest.
Travel needs, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And this is terrifying, number one, because they are relaxing the requirements for pilots. I think that's just horrible. Already prices for, if you've tried to book a flight, we went to go book our flight for the holidays, and I'm flying at like 6 o'clock in the morning on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I was going to pay $800 to fly to Hartford, Connecticut.
So just how many airline pilot openings are there going to be for the next 10 years?
Over the next decade, more than 14,000 pilot openings are projected each year.
So they say the next 10 years, there's going to be 140,000 airline pilot openings. And you were just mentioning that Delta is now the last major airline that's going to relax its requirement for a four-year degree for all pilots.
Right. But I know that this is my ticket to be able to take my seven-year-old son to see Top Gun. So I'm just going to tell my wife, listen, I know there's probably language and adult themes, but I need to inspire this kid. He needs to become a pilot.
I love this idea.
Right?
All right, quick recap. Johnny Depp sued Amber Heard for $50 million because of a claim that she made in a newspaper article back in 2018.
Right.
Well, Amber countersued Johnny for $100 million for abuse allegations. Now a jury of seven. I don't know why it's seven. Usually it's 12. Maybe
right.
It's some sort of a because they're in civil court, family court kind of thing. So a jury of seven is deciding who gets what, but it might come down to just two of those jury members, not the seven.
The individual jurors had likely made up their minds. The trouble now is they have to come to a group consensus. My expectation is that those five men are going to defer quite a bit to the two women, given the sensitive gender issues at play. The Me Too movement has made everyone more sensitive to these issues. And so those two women will likely have a very strong voice on this jury.
So I love seven jurors go in, five of them are men, two of them are women, and the five guys are like, all right, what do y'all want to do?
Exactly. These are the smartest men alive.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.